So the people that like me, they fucking hate you.
And the people who like me hate you. So everybody, fasten your seatbelts. It's East Bay Insiders with Steve Tavares and Sean Wilson, starting now. Welcome back to the East Bay Insiders. I am Steve Tavares.
And I'm Sean Wilson.
And we're back! Man, I've been getting a lot of feedback, and I like feedback because it's always what I've been doing, man. I got no safety net, so I need people to tell me, like, what's the truth, man? And I'm like, I can't be like Trump, man. I can't be having people lie to me or I get all screwed up. So I ask people, man, tell me what is going on with this podcast. What do you think? And I get the same thing generally is one, funny. I'm very happy with that. That's good because that's what we want, entertain, because this is kind of like medicine, right?
I put some sugar in there. I guess, man.
So what are you hearing? What are people telling you?
It's like a poll, right? It's like kind of like a political poll. People are saying this. People are saying that. I think overwhelmingly, we're filling a void that's not out there. And whether it's funny or not, I mean, people have said it is funny. People said it isn't funny. But at the end of the day, man, we're talking about stuff, and I'm having a good time doing it. You look like you're having a good time doing it. And as long as people are listening, I got stopped the other day in the hallway. And somebody's like, hey, man, that's pretty good stuff. I was like, hey, thanks, man. I know who fucking listens and who don't. But I did get one piece of feedback. They're like, you need your own music, man. Like, you need, like, oh, Steven, look what you done started. Oh, nana. Like, we need, like, our own. Can you sing? Like, we can make
it. I can't sing. You can't?
So we could do, like, karaoke song for just East Bay Insider edition.
You mean, like, we needed, like, our own theme
song? Like, our own theme song.
Like, they're walking down the street, going through Oakland and Castro Valley.
And Hayward, too. Don't forget about us. We may be late to the party, but we're here with our task force and our jackets.
And we could call the song Agree to Disagree.
Yeah, there you go.
Based on Nate Miley, when he always says, agree, we can agree to disagree. Which That's means, right. Try to work on that with your girl.
Oh,
you have an argument, he goes, we could agree to disagree. No, hell no, we're not.
No, we're not. No, that's not the way to end an argument. That's a good political cliffhanger, but it ain't going to help you in the bedroom. No, we agree to disagree is not the way you end it.
The other thing I'm hearing, and tell me if you hear this too,
okay,
is they say, man, you guys got good rapport. And one guy told me, you know, cool dude, Castro Valley, he sent me a message, and he I don't think he meant it this way, but he framed it in saying, like, you guys are really good together. Like, we're gonna start dating. So I was like, that's what I was actually gonna sing. I wasn't gonna be
doing. We could do Ivory and Ivory instead of Ebony and Ivory. We could have our own, just sitting on the piano. Keyboards, oh no, why don't we? We could do something, man. We got to figure out a song, though.
I was gonna sing to you like Lou Rawls. You'll never find.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's pretty good, huh? Yeah, thank you.
I know, hang on, I'm gonna give you a glass of cognac. Unwind a little bit, kick off my shoes.
So, but for myself,
right,
my own, for the listening, I'm thinking, you know that Sean? He's very articulate. It's pretty articulate. And I want to ask you, like, if you ever thought to go to political science school, you should do it. You'd be really good.
You know, that's a fantastic idea.
And if you're already in it, good job. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
You're already a chief of staff?
Check.
You're doing great.
Mr. McPartland, she's already an attorney. Oh, got it.
So we're talking about this embarrassing, total white man thing with John McPartland. He's a BART director.
Director, yeah.
For like Tri-Valley and Castro Valley and a little bit of Hayward. He was also known because he was the guy who had a concealed weapon permit. How did he get that? Do you even know?
You just go get it. I mean, he's also, you remember, he's the first person that I know that did a campaign commercial for his run to the BART board. It's actually a pretty good commercial. He was decked out in his, like, you know, his firefighter gear, and he's like, I'm ready to serve. I don't remember how it went down, but it was a commercial, man. I'll never forget. It was like, dude, you're running for barb wire. You got a commercial?
And he has a he's a firefighter? And,
I think he has some military firefighter experience or something, man.
Well, it's tough out there being a white man, old white man. And it's tough out there because he had an embarrassing gaffe, African-American woman who's a staff attorney for ACLU was at the meeting, and she was doing all this legal, giving all this legal precedent and, you know, and citing cases why they shouldn't have a panhandling ban. And then McCortland, then, you'll listen to it here.
I didn't catch the name, the young African-American lady, very articulate. And she ended up citing the 2004 Ninth Circuit decision on free speech. Thank you. If you are a law student, then you're doing great. And if you're not, you should consider it. She's already a lawyer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She's a lawyer.
Okay. Doing great.
But what's funny is that somebody says, she's already, and he like does a thing like an anchorman, like puts his hand to his ear, and like, apparently, yes, she is. I'm getting word from the newsroom. She is a lawyer. What's funny is that she said in the beginning clearly, my name is this is what I do. And he's like, well, you should be doing that going to law school. And but it's tough, man, because it's hard to read. He thinks that was a compliment. I'm sure he's saying it as a compliment, but you know that doesn't look right in
no, doesn't sound right either.
In 2019, or maybe 2010, or 2000,
maybe 2000, whenever, it just doesn't sound right. I mean, especially coming from him. I mean, look, he had all good intentions, and had he paid attention from the beginning of the meeting, he probably wouldn't have made the punter. But he did, and oh well, man. It's I think when people listen to it, it'll give them a little chuckle. You know?
Yeah, it's funny because he pauses and then he like points. Yep. You got it. But I've been seeing this lately, like old white dudes in city governments, they're getting pounded. Probably epitome of old white dude is Dan Kalb, the council member in Oakland.
Right.
And I saw a meeting the other day in Oakland where the Lynette McElhaney, African-American, West Oakland, almost
new, in your new hood.
Yeah,
man.
But, I'm not. I'm in Nikki Bass. But she just pounded him like, why would you say that? African-Americans, they're different than white folks. They have, they rent for, you say they'll rent for their home for $1,500. I know people who rent for $300, $200. He's like, that's not what I'm saying. You know, he just got beat up like all over town, and it's tough, man.
Got to be careful.
Good thing we're not white.
Got to be careful. Yeah.
Hey, so you got any thoughts about Hayward?
You know, I grew up in Hayward, man, and there was a guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, man.
Just kidding. Hayward, I love Hayward.
Hayward was cool, man. Hayward was the place to be back then, man. Even though Liz Figueroa one time called it like the armpit of the Bay Area or something. She said something that pissed a lot of Hayward people off. But back then it was cool to live there, man. I remember running a school bond and went and toured the school, and I looked at my old high school, and they had bars on the windows and gates, and looked more like, you know, juvenile hall than it did a high school, man. And times have changed, but you know, the politics are the same there, man. It's always, I mean, they're always a little bit late to the game and late to the party.
Yeah, why?
I don't know why.
Because it didn't seem like that before. When I first started, and even before, I was just kind of in the early 2000s-ish, mm-hmm. 2005.
Right.
When I'm looking around just as a regular person, like, what's going on? It always seemed to me that Hayward was like, in, well, let me preface it, with San Leandro. Because I live in San Leandro.
Yeah, Hayward in San Leandro.
Always seemed like Hayward was the big cheese, and when it did something, San Leandro would follow. If it was good,
right?
They would follow with some kind of ordinance similar. They were following Hayward lead. Hayward was the kind of the regional big guy kind of, and it ain't like that anymore. And no. It's just ridiculous. It's like clockwork. If you got a great idea, and everybody in the city, Alameda, San Leandro, even like Dublin, or even like Fremont. Did I say Berkeley?
No, you didn't say
Richmond. All those.
You left
and
them
then,
out.
And it's like, well, you know who's going to do this 6 months, 9 months later? Okay, Hayward.
Hayward.
And Sanctuary City.
Right.
Same what was thing. There to figure out?
Not much, man.
My favorite is, I think this is going to be like third Barbara Halliday reference in it is many episodes. My favorite is it was a teacher come up and go like, my students, these kids were little kids, like elementary school. My kids, they're so afraid that Donald Trump is going to, and ICE is going to come and take their parents away. And they're so scared. Well, Barbara Halliday, the mayor. Well, I'm sorry, but we can't do anything. That's the federal government, and there's really actually nothing we could do.
As the kids burst out into more tears.
Yeah. So basically like, sorry, tough luck. Like, what is...
Hayward used to be like the mountain, right? They used to be the mountain, and now they've kind of fell into the abyss, and they're like the collection at the bottom of your, you know, your shower. It's like it just kind of swindles everything. Everything politically kind of just falls into them after the outsiders have done it, and it just kind of shoo, goes
down. You know who's going to send either a Twitter message or say something? I disagree, my fine city, Hayward. How dare you? You won't say, I dare you. My fine city, Hayward on. You know who that is.
Who is that?
Oh, nobody can ever say anything about my city. And if you're hungry, let the homeless eat fig trees off of this tree on by That's South. By South. South
is he still teaching at Chabot?
See.
Si. See. Si, yeah. He drops the Spanglish in every now and then. He's like, yeah, man. But he's been there.
That's Francisco Cermeño.
But he's been in the city forever, man. He's a stalwart in Hayward.
Yeah, like, he plays hoop, too.
He does. He used to play in that league with like Sweeney and Jesus and that one.
I don't know if they still
doctor
play.
What's his name from San Lorenzo, he played in it, man. It was a good little game, man.
I bet you like Francisco Cermeño, he's tall and lanky. I bet you would like Mexican Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He could do that piece, man. Slamming down like Skywalker.
No, he'd do sky hooks.
he shoots from the outside like Kareem.
Yeah, I bet you he wears goggles like Kareem. But I'll tell you what.
Socks up to his knees.
We're supposed to give like great insight in what's going to happen. I'll tell you what, I think he's going to lose for re-election. He'd been there like for 12 years or something. I don't know.
Was it 12? Maybe more than that.
Maybe more than that, yeah. 14?
I don't know.
He's going to lose.
It's hard. It depends like who endorses him and how much they work. But I think you mentioned it last time. There's four people that are up, and you know, one of the four seems to always have like a problem. I think people tend to get sick of voting for a slate of four, and one person just falls off. So you're predicting that he's going to be the one.
Yeah, I think maybe even two, but no, the problem
tough.
Is
who's tough.
I don't know who's going to be the person, but
you know the firefighters in Hayward though, man, they go out there and they work their tail off for the candidates. So I'm always shocked when one of them falls off, but I definitely will guarantee you that two won't. Two incumbents will not lose.
I think they're going to, but they're a little bit. Moderate. They like the moderate candidates. I think it's going to sweep. Hayward is going to be the progressives with Ayesha Wahab, and it's going to be on her. There's going to be a lot of pressure on her next year. For a lot of pressure for somebody who ain't even running for re-election. Like she really needs to get some allies, real council, allies, progressive allies. So she needs to get whoever is going to be. The candidates, and then it's progressive and going to talk housing, affordable housing. She needs to run like she needs to run like she's running.
Right.
Like she needs these people. Plus, it shows like.
She needs to build a political.
You know, like Draymond, you know, showing your muscles right there after a big hoop.
It's building your infrastructure. Flex. And I think, you know, Hayward politically. It's kind of counter to who they are as a city because they're blue collar, man. They're blue collar.
There's a lot of union people there.
A lot of union people, and it's like they vote pretty conservatively. You know, it's a trip, man. But we'll see. We'll talk about that because I'm interested to see who the challengers are going to be and what the major groups in the city do.
Yeah, there's a couple young women. One who's really young, I think. She straight up went up to a meeting and it was about it was a basic simple thing. Let's just have the school board and the city council meet like every so often meeting, right? Everybody does it.
Yeah.
But they're all afraid of the one council member, Luis Reynoso, because he talks a lot of trash, like even more than us combined. And so they're all afraid. So they're like, oh, and so it looked weird. Like, why didn't you guys want to talk? The school district's in trouble. Hayward's in trouble. Don't you, let's just talk. Like, this is what people do, right?
Right.
And so it seemed like a no-brainer. But then Al Mendel, who's up for re-election, he's the guy who stands up because he got hemorrhoids.
Is that why he stands? I thought it was.
What do you think? Tell me your explanation.
I don't know. I thought it was.
He says a post. So everybody sits down, right? And like normal, right? And then there's one guy with a podium and one of these mics, free mic. He's either looked like he's the game show host or he's the mayor.
Right. And I thought it was more of a political thing. Like, I'm more important than you guys are because I'm standing. I didn't know it was hemorrhoids, man, because that's not anything to mess with.
That's a pain in the ass.
He's been standing for a long time. You said it was a pain in the ass?
Yeah. So they say he had an injury, which I do believe.
Yeah.
But so when you go down to Olive Garden over there by Chabot College in Hayward, does he stand up while he's eating his breadsticks? No, I don't think so. I mean, they're not that long of meetings in Hayward. Come on.
I don't know, man.
I'm on to him. What I don't understand is that the mayor puts him, you know, they're the ones to say who's going to sit wherever.
Right.
Mayor Halliday says, you sit next to me. And so it's a total power play move. He's at the power position. He's looking down at her all the time. I would be like, if I'm the mayor,
dude,
you sit down, get some preparation H at Costco. And
he's got to buy it in bulk.
Support. Yeah, man. Because, you know, Costco's in a city are like big ass money makers.
Tax money.
So keep it in Hayward. Keep it local.
Keep it in Hayward.
And I'm going to sit you at the end. You're not going to do no power play moves on me.
Right.
And then he does the cards too. Isn't that weird? You ever seen that?
I've never seen that.
So you give usually the city clerk gives the public comment cards. They're going to give it to the mayor. And the mayor, you know, shuffles through and figures out and does. But no, Al Mendel's the one that takes it. He's like looking through. Uh-huh, yeah. Okay. Yes, and it gets to the mayor like he's like assistant, like he's that nerdy assistant in Veep. You ever watch that?
No, I never seen.
But it's a weird situation. But so, I think something's gonna happen there. And what'd you call her? Aisha Wahab.
Oh, ski jacket.
Yeah, I mean, some people didn't.
Not
like
Mustang
that.
Sally now. Ski jacket Sally. It's all right though, man.
She could replace Bob Witkowski because that's what people think. Maybe either so we talk about Bob Witkowski's running for Alameda County Supervisor.
Right.
If he were to win, let's get this right. There could be like a special election, like in probably like a spring of 2021. If he loses, which I think might happen, he'd still be out in 2022. So either way, people are starting. You start here. Have you been hearing people kind of like getting positioned a little bit?
No, but if your question is, could she win? I mean, absolutely, she could win. I'm sure his seat's going to be sought after. I don't know why. When you really think about it, you know, the California State Legislature is like 100 years behind the times. I mean, they still have a bicameral system of government. If you don't know what that means and need to look it up, it means you have two houses, right? They do the exact fucking same thing. You have 120 members in the legislature that do the exact same thing. 80 in the assembly, 40 in the Senate. Why do you need both? Please explain that. I mean, I get it. Back in the 1800s when it took you 4 days to get from San Francisco to Sacramento in a horse and fucking buggy. But we got cars and, you know, information travels very fast now. Do you really need all that bureaucracy in the state? Seriously, I don't think so. But if you want to run for that seat and make your whatever you make, I mean, hey, there's a reason why so many people run it for county supervisor, because it pays better and it's local and it's a better job. Being one of the fish in the bigger ponds out in Sacramento, where you're one of 40 or one of 80, man, why would you want to do it?
No term limits for county.
No term limits for county. I mean, I would, yeah, man. It's a position that I worked in the legislature, and I would never go back.
Would you expand one of them then?
Why you need to, man? Just have 80 people serving you in government and break this district down into whatever it
would
be
some,
60 seats, 70 seats, 80. I don't know what the magic number is, but certainly you don't need. I mean, I don't have two chief of staffs. I mean. There's not two catchers in baseball, right? Why you need two, you know, you're a 70-member senator. Hey, guys, we're doing the same thing. It's like, why?
Well, I would agree.
Sorry, Rob. Man, I know Rob Bond's going to send me an email on that.
Hey guy, what's up with this?
But Rob's so good, he'll do it in a way where he goes, hey man, I really didn't like what you said on the podcast, but can you help me raise $500? He's the master fundraiser.
We're having a lumpia cook-off.
Is your wife? Is your girl? Annual? Is your girl? Your girl's gonna enter the competition,
no,
man.
No, I'm the cook.
Get the fuck.
I know how to make lumpia.
No way.
Yeah, I do like with the you know, carrots, and you put like the ground pork and all that stuff. It's
you
good,
just
man.
Watched her. You don't know shit about.
No,
it.
No. This predated. So, her.
Is that what you put on your profile?
Yeah.
Hey, I can make lumpia and shit. Yeah, ding.
It's good.
Hi.
Put it this way. It's a Super Bowl favorite. Never makes it out.
We're a stone's throw from your pad right now. Yeah. I'm actually off work, just so we're clear on
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. Let's
we
have
let's disclaimer bell.
Let's hold for an update.
Ding, ding. I'm off work. I'm not representing the county. Just Sean Wilson. Thank you. But we're right a stone's throw from your refrigerator right
we're
now,
here.
Man.
That's Oaktown, actually, that's the.
Well, that's the pie guy.
That's the pot guy. He smokes pot. He got a addendum. There's no smoking allowed anywhere. So basically, I'm screwed because I'm on the sixth floor. He's on the fifth floor, and basically says nowhere here, and even in your unit, can you smoke? He smokes pot though. So this for me is worse because that.
Right.
I was even closing the door last night, and somehow it was getting through.
You think the pot is worse than the cigarette smoke? I take pot smoke over cigarette
or
smoke
both.
Any day. At least you can enjoy one. The other one's just god awful.
Both. But what's the likelihood that this dude, and you can see right here, he's going to go outside, come around here, go to the elevator, go five floors down, go through the hallway, go here, make a right 25 feet because there's an entrance on the other side, 25 feet down there. Dude. And this dude like smokes pot 8 times a day. Now, pot doesn't make you want to like go all that far, right?
To
go
it's like smoke. A total of 4 minutes, but just think of how good a shape his ass would be in if he walked down there every day.
Yeah, we saw him. He looked like that basketball player, White Chocolate.
White Chocolate.
What was his name? William something.
Yeah, something. Jason William?
Jason William. Yeah, White Chocolate. I was going to have a problem, man. But, you know.
You're going to have to move to another unit, man. But this is Oakland, man. Doesn't everyone smoke pot out here? Like,
yeah.
I heard they were going to change that tree to like the marijuana leaf.
Yeah, I'll tell you my first impression here, man. Nobody does anything right. This entire city, nobody does anything right. If there's a way to do it wrong, it's like that's the way it's done. I've been, it's on the road, and you know what? People listening to Tri-Val, don't say black people. Come on, man. It's not.
No, there's more white people
because what?
In
it's
Oakland
not.
Now.
It's, it is
else.
Those hipster, it's not the hipster, it's those
millennial
dudes with like big beards and they look at you like you're like, dude, what are you doing? That's not a lane. I'm waiting here because I want to park right there.
Yeah,
and you're going on the side there and it looks at you and they look at you like, you know, a kid who gets a bad kid who get yells at or told no like 47 times an hour. That kind of look, that's what he gives you. It's not like an anger. It's like, he drives away.
He's a millennial. He never
Nobody.
He never was told no that many. He was told no that many times because he was never spanking after the third. Yeah. You and I both got the belt after we screwed up.
No, I never got
spanked.
You're
not about the belt?
No. Slapped.
Slapped I got the belt, man. One time my mom actually.
It's crazy,
hit
though.
It's
worse.
She hit me with the wrong side of the belt. She hit me with the
that's
belt.
Abuse.
What is it called? Like the buckle. She hit me with the buckle. And I had a buckle bruise on my ass for like 3 or 4 days. It would hurt like a motherfucker. But you know what, man? I never talked back to her after she hit me with that buckle. I know she felt bad about it. I felt bad about it.
No, we get slapped, but not too often. My mom would be the one that slapped him. So one time when I was probably like 8, we had, you know, Castor Valley with two floors and a big old staircase and got slapped for something. I don't know. So I figured I'm going to fix you, mom.
Right.
I'm going to play like I'm dead.
You play impossible.
So I just laid with my head I was on the stairs and my head on the other stair in my arms. And just didn't move like for like, you know, 4 or 5 minutes. I'm saying, I'm dead. You just killed me, mom. How you feel about that? That was that blow, that slap killed me.
When she didn't go, oh my God, Steven. Well, you were like, how long do I have to play dead for? Fuck, this isn't working.
No, I think I just
ended up falling asleep.
I just gave up. I didn't do anything wrong. I was always a good kid.
Come on,
no,
man. We've all done a little bit of wrong in our life.
No. I did some insider trading when I was 8, too, that same year, yeah.
What, with baseball cards or something?
It was the 80s, man. That's what everybody was doing, man. The kid off the street was doing cocaine. He was like six.
Damn.
It was the 80s, man. It was a crazy times.
Man, I didn't do cocaine until I was nine. That guy.
And we had a neighbor. It was this weird house. It was flat. It was flat on the top. And it was like a lip, like with the, I don't know, it's hard to explain. But the lady who lived there, she used a sun, she's nude sunbathe up there.
On the roof?
Yeah. Wow. You can only see part of her because it was kind of like, you know, like a
what part?
Indentation. It looks like her head.
Oh, then, how do you know it was her head?
And then we'd see like she'd be like with a, like a robe after. And then I was, you know, I'm just a little kid. I don't know. But then when I hear after, and then you figure it out. I don't know why somebody's wearing a robe, and the other neighbors who are a little bit higher up.
They saw. Yeah, they saw
was,
the goods.
That was Castor Valley.
Good old. You guys, well, you guys are what, home to like a nudist colony back there in the Cuts.
It could.
Right?
I don't know. Yeah, it could have been
the Sequoians. Seriously, the Sequoians.
Is that in the?
It's a nudist colony out
Lake Chabot.
Lake Chabot, yeah, out Lake Chabot, Columbia area.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
By Cold Canyon, all the way in the back. Yeah, man. I'm pretty sure it's a real thing. They still have parties.
When was the last time you were in there?
Oh, like 4 days ago.
Were you on county time? Yes, no, I was investigating.
I was investigating.
Public works.
It was a code enforcement violation. It happened to be that there was a woman that was nude that shouldn't have been nude. And then we got the call. Had to go out there and check it out. No. What? I just heard about it. That's all, man.
So you got anything else? Anybody? Because I feel like when people say something about they listen to the show, and I feel like my first inclination is, oh, we're going to talk about you then.
Yeah.
The next one.
Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah, we have to, man. If you listen, we have to say something about you. Like I did hear back from Bill Harrison.
Uh-oh, he's mad.
Yeah.
He's mad.
Yeah, no, he autographed me a Straight out of Compton shirt and Ooh. Sent it over to me. It was Ooh. Pretty funny.
I am noticing, though, that maybe he doesn't listen, but you're talking about Vinnie Bacon.
Yeah.
Fremont council member, calling him Vinton.
Vinton.
And I haven't heard anything.
Crickets.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think he's taking it in an adverse way.
But you know, this is really funny. There's a realtor in Fremont who sent the Hernandez campaign a picture of Vinnie at City Hall in his hipster hip huggers. And the guy, the caption was, what the hell? Who wears these tidy pants? Like, and it was a real thing. I was talking to her and she goes, yeah, look at somebody sent me this. I don't know if they're referencing your comment, but somebody.
Well, they didn't
it.
Say plum smuggling then. Plum. If it would be clear, if he said plum smuggling, we got to get this out there, right? That's what we need to do. Like, you know, in the first one, we were talking about how we need to send people, please send Ro Khanna, representative Ro Khanna, a pair of jeans because he'd never owned one his whole life.
You don't have any jeans.
Never. He's never. There's no known picture of Ro Khanna wearing jeans, ever.
I mean, slacks are comfy. What does he wear? Lululemons?
Maybe we should make him a for a stunt prank. We should make him a denim suit.
Denim suit. You know what we should do for a stunt?
Levi suit.
Hey, here's what we need to do as a stunt prank. This I've been thinking about.
Yeah, we should do pranks
because I was at a giveaway a couple weeks ago. We're giving away shit and people. What I've learned, man, and as long as I've been in elected offices, we always give away shit. And people are just so happy to take it. They will take anything.
Like so bags of sand for the weather?
Dude, they will take. Oh. We give away, you know, just a bunch of stuff that's appropriate for an event that we're having, right? Oh, yeah, I've been doing it for 20 years, right? But I was thinking, what if I gave away a bike helmet? And I said, okay, parent, before you take this bike helmet, I have to tell you that this bike helmet is made from Swedish manure, and we don't know if it'll stand the test of time. It hasn't been tested by our FDA, and it could melt on your son's or daughter's head.
Compressed manure.
It's compressed manure, and it could melt in the sun. So if you just sign this waiver, you can still have this free helmet. And I guarantee you, they will sign the fucking waiver and take that free fucking helmet. 3 weeks later, they'd come back and see the kid with shithead. And like, hey, here you can have your helmet back. I'll fucking go buy one.
You really?
Toys R Us.
So your gut says that people will take anything.
They'll reach in your box. They don't even know what's in it. It could be a shit sandwich, and they're grabbing for it. They want it. It's free. Give it to me. It's like, come on, man. Seriously?
You're like,
here's a quarter. Go get a pack of gum or something. Get out of here.
Here's the Scott Haggerty District 1 plastic spatula. Be, hell yeah. Give me that. Give me three.
Well, yeah. Do you have that in red? because I want a red one for my son. It's, I mean, it goes like, remember Don Parada would give away like sponges and remember there was the old plate, the placemat, the
potholder.
Potholder, man. Remember the potholder?
Yes.
People I had love a, free shit.
Growing up, so around the time when I was doing insider training, right that time,
right.
We had a Bill Lockyer potholder, and it was all like, it was losing its, well, you know, it gets food on it after right. a little bit and gets a little burned. Food gets burned, and it was kind of fading. But yeah.
Potholder, man.
A couple of years ago, Jennifer Ong was running for against Bill Quirk for
the
state,
for the assembly.
And she brought that back. And she also did the weird thing with, like, she was giving away plants too. That was kind of strange. But I thought it was kind of cool. She was, yeah. She. But I haven't seen anybody else do that.
Yeah,
that thing.
People need to bring
I'm
it
wondering
back.
If there's a. Have they changed the rules or anything? Maybe
no,
because nobody does that.
Well, they did it in a race. Remember in Oakland, they got free chicken dinners one time. Remember that? That was a great idea. It's like, what the fuck are you thinking?
That was Elihu Harris.
Elihu Harris.
But
man.
That's way before.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, but after that, you would think it would do that. Because look how long. I mean, who? I mean, this is the 80s. It was probably like 1978 when my parents got that Bill Lockyer, and it was still there. Bill Lockyer.
Yeah, it stays there forever. Magnet. I remember people give
assembly,
magnets,
maybe.
Magnets on your refrigerator. That stays there forever. Yeah. I would do like, if I ran for office, I'd do like little clones, little pot clones, man. This hair, take this, grow it and nurture it. Just like your own little chia pet.
Oh.
You know what I would do? I gave one to your neighbor upstairs.
You know what I would do? I would get shoelaces with my name on it.
That's a good one.
Steve Tavares for president. And I'd just get shoelaces and hope people pay $10 for a donation for them.
You know, you talk about president, man. If you were president, what would you do? Like, if you had like a platform, what would be the thing that you would do?
I would go to China and I'd say, China, I'm gonna blast you with tariffs. I'm just gonna tariff your ass. And I'm going to see what they say. And then I'm going to see them be like, what does this matter? He's just bluffing. No, he's not bluffing. I am not bluffing. I'm going to tariff everything. I'm going to tariff, like, caps on shampoo bottles. Every little thing, I'm going to tariff.
Where will we get our shit, man? These lazy millennials that get free fucking soup for lunch and their free cereal for breakfast, they're not going to work their ass off to manufacture shit.
Well, this is how I would do it different. I'll say, hey, man, everybody, you're going to take a hit. Your new stove is going to cost $80 more. We're all in this together, man. Just like Zac Efron said in High School Musical, we're all in this together.
Did you reference Zac Efron in High School Musical?
We're all in this together, man.
I was wondering why you had a Zac Efron poster in your room. What the fuck is that? Oh, dude.
He's a pretty good actor.
He is a good actor.
But what would you do? Of course, that's what Trump's doing, and that's, for me, I think it's the only thing that dude does it doing right. Even he does that kind of strange in a way, but
right.
We got to get China. That's our enemy, man. They don't care about us. If we don't get them, we're going to live in a surveillance world, man. It's bad news. That bad news Brown right there.
Bad news Brown.
What would you do?
Because I'm bad. Oh, man, if I was president, I would do a lot of things, man. I mean, I could go on for an hour. One thing I do that comes to the top of my head is anyone that talks shit about public safety, law enforcement, police, firefighters, you know, all the fucking shit they talk about. Oh, they get paid so much.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't like those guys. Militarizing our force. Bleh. You know what, man? The first thing I fucking do for anyone that talks shit about law enforcement, public safety, fucking firefighters, I would fucking disarm your 911 on your cell phone.
Oh,
so you can't use that shit.
This is-
so, oh, you're breaking into my house. I guess I better call Aunt fucking Sally because I can't call the cops because I talk so much shit about them. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, someone's breaking into your car. You better call your neighbor.
Uh-oh.
I disarm their fucking cell phone 911 as well.
I should have warned you not to say that while we're in Oakland.
Shh.
Because sure enough, right out the door, there's like, city clerk, how many speakers do we have? Holy cow, there's 55 speakers to speak on what you just said. Cat Brooks, how dare you? Sean Wilson, militaristic white man.
Yeah, man. I'm
sorry. What? Excuse me, what? My mother's white. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Excuse me. Yes.
Yes.
Good work.
Good work.
Yeah, you can't say it, man. They'll line up. It's weird, man. I said something at the Plank the other day in Jack London Square.
Right.
And there was a line of somebody's handing out speaker cards behind my back. Line up people. I was just joking.
Yeah, I'm just
talking, joking about bocce ball. It was a comment about bocce ball.
Yeah, man, you got to have the Italian-American coalition out here.
Handouts, they're just out there, speaker cards, and there was like a line of people ready to speak. And I was like, I don't even know who you are. Who am I?
Well, I guess they don't have to vote for me for president then.
Hey, so let's get to the news. Some big, big news. It's central Alameda County and county-wide news that there's a early proposal out to annex Cherryland, which is not far from here, right. Unincorporated Alameda County, as is Castro Valley here. But this is like the Black Hawk of the unincorporated. Would you agree? Castro Valley?
Castro Valley, oh, yeah. And Cherryland. It's the Danville.
What's Cherryland? Cherryland, like the. Which is the Vallejo?
Ooh, man, that's a tough one.
Don't answer.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not Cherryland, though.
No.
But it's connected to Hayward. It's thinking about annexing Cherryland. That would make it's only like a mile square, square one square foot mile, 15,000 residents. What I didn't know when I was researching this, like, it's a majority Latino. It's like more than 55%.
You've never been to that bar down there, man, on off of Blossom. One of my best friends growing up in high school lives there. In Cherryland, we frequent the Iron Gate.
The Iron
it's now
Gate.
Owned. It's now it's called Johnny's. I was just there last week with him. Matter of fact, having a beer and shooting the shit with him. But yeah, I didn't hear that there was a proposal. What I heard is there were some folks in the community that were pushing the envelope and pushing the effort forward to try to get some traction to annex. I don't know what the motivation is. I do know that. You know, similarly to Hayward, they want, you know, closer representation and they want, you know, sidewalks and better right. infrastructure, you know. But I got to tell you, man, I mean, I drive there quite frequently. From the time that I was a kid till now, it looks a whole hell of a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah. But still, when you go down Meeklin Avenue.
Well, Meeklin's Meeklin, man. That's, you know.
That's
still Meeklin. It ain't going to change if they call it Hayward or Cherryland, man.
Yeah, so. You know
who still has an office over there is our friend Tom Silva.
Tom Silva.
Your Portuguese buddy.
The superstar developer from San Leandro.
Yes, sir.
The puppet master, as he was called in the last election. Yeah, he's our, he's totally Portuguese like me.
Yeah.
But I don't know any Portuguese people my whole life that have a long
hair,
ponytail, long beard like that. But if you would have cut that hair and trim the beard, then he would be like, whoa, this guy
looked like
straight
you.
Up like
he looked
Madeira.
Like you, man. Straight up. He looked like you. That'd be a new look for
him. He's got his ponytail long. He goes, I don't know what you.
Dude, he's got a ponytail, a beard, a clipboard, and a sweatshirt, and he's ready to roll.
Yeah, we're similar, too. We're all Portuguese, and we got our Filipino ladies.
Oh, that's right, man.
That's right. But here's the thing. Nate Miley represents that area. And it's a good deal to have unincorporated because you're basically the king.
You're the king.
And whether you're doing it maliciously or you're a benevolent king, it feels good to be the king, right?
Speaking of the king, he just needs some mutton chops.
This guy looked like he's he used to be a music producer back in 62. He designed this new.
He walked over to the microphone like he was going to start singing and shit.
Yeah, he looked like straight up like he was. Yeah, speaking of dying hair, damn.
That's a good dye job right there, man.
Jet black at 83.
That's Elvis black right there. But you're talking about Miley and representing
that area.
But they
don't want to give that up. He's like, I'll be neutral, and we should listen to them. He doesn't want to give that up, man. It's good to be the king.
It's good to be the king, but, you know, he's the king of Castro Valley.
Yeah.
And he's done a lot of good things for Cherryland. I mean, I'm surprised that someone even moved this thing forward. I don't know who did it, but I was a little surprised to hear from it because Miley's a pretty good supervisor. I mean, he gets in there, and he does the work. And, you know, he's led a few initiatives here. In Castro Valley and in Cherryland. So I was surprised to even hear that they were thinking of moving forward. I don't know how much traction it's going to get. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I went to a meeting in Cherryland. It looked like it's the – there was some Hayward firefighter union people there talking about it, bringing it up. So I'm not clear what with that, you know, again, it's not that big of a chunk to add, but it's something to keep an eye on. It could be, right. If it holds for a while, it could be a campaign issue.
Got an opponent, huh? Miley?
I
believe he does.
Miley does. I don't know. She's a woman who maybe with something with the nurses.
Oh, really?
I don't know much. But the Hayward City Council.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Four.
Who's up? It's not Ski Jacket Sally, is it? Is she up for it? She always is so ski cold. Jacket. Why is she so cold all the time?
There's nobody named Sally.
She always wears I don't know. I forget her name, man. But I always see her in the same.
Aisha Wahab.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Ski Jacket Sally.
She always has a jacket on. Like, man, you turn up the heat in the chambers or something, man. You know? Man. Salinas, man, turn up the thermometer. Turn up the thermostat, man. Turn it up a little bit for her.
Salinas has like hottie toddy under the.
But what is that jacket she has? Is that a. Not a Columbia, it's North Face.
Yeah, something like that, those kind.
Yep.
You bring a style back. But Cherry Lane, how do you get people to go for that? If they were even go for it, they're going to have to vote for it, potentially. Because this is why I say this, because I went to a little neighborhood Cherry Lane meeting, and so whoever's has behind this plan, they're not softening them up. They're not saying what I think you should say, like, hey, got sidewalks? Hey, you want a sidewalk?
Yeah, right?
Oh, you need a sidewalk? Oh, Hayward will give you free sidewalks. You'll have a sidewalk. Sidewalks for everyone.
Sidewalks for all.
And that's all you have to do, but you got to soften them up. So they didn't. So when they go to this meeting, which is not even a government, not even sanctioned, but just like a neighborhood meeting, 10, 12 people, Cherry Land, what do they say? They basically say, don't come here and tell us what we should do, where we should go. I'm like, man. And they're under the impression that it's like, now, like, this is a long process.
Oh, it's a very long process.
Very long. This would have said, basically, we bless this idea to give this Hayward city to check it out, right?
Right, right.
Just look at it.
Look at it. See what's going on. Yeah.
Maybe, maybe not. It's not a good idea. That's all. But you got to soften them up. You just can't throw this on them because that's how they're going to react, right? Huh? And in the same token, it's just like 5 people out of 15,000.
Right.
And they don't mean nothing.
No, man. It's a long process, like you said. I don't know how it's going to transpire, what's going to happen, but it just seems like a really small area to incorporate. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times do you try to incorporate Castor Valley? They tried to incorporate Castor Valley several times. Same way, people, I don't want to hear it. I love my freedom.
Hey, one last thing before we go. People getting freaked out about Oakland City Council's going to screw up and we're going to have no professional teams.
I would make a bet on that. I would make a bet that happens. They're
going to screw up the A's.
If you look back in 2014 or 15, a columnist from ESPN, they did a series of localizing the ESPN magazine at the time, and one columnist was wise enough and wrote The Death of Bay Area Sports, and he basically called it out. A's going to leave, Raiders are going to leave, the Warriors are going to leave. Warriors left because of greed. The Raiders left because Vegas was a better deal. They couldn't get shit done here because everyone had their hand out for a little community benefit, and the same thing is happening again today with the Oakland A's. And it's unfortunate because the A's want to stay. The A's truly want to stay. And
it
again,
moved forward. In the last week, there's two bills that make it a little bit
easier.
Bonta bill for, to figure out all the state land commission, all that area of boundaries and CEQA, and then one for a tax district with Nancy Skinner.
Those bills are a trip, man, because when they were building the Santa Clara Stadium, I actually took a tour of it when they were building it, and you want to talk about CEQA violations, man. There was a bobcat in the middle of the creek. Like, and right next to it is a power plant. I mean, all that building is going on right there. And because they got a CEQA exemption, man, they were just doing everything they can to build a stadium by the time they needed to get it done. I mean, it was the most egregious thing I've ever seen. I'm like, you guys have a bobcat in a creek next to a power plant. Oh, we got CEQA clearance. We're good. Like, I've never seen anything like that.
You got a dead unicorn right next to the 40-yard line.
You can't even build in East County without someone holding up a red-legged frog and a tiger salamander. Two things I've never seen in East County, but you can't build a fucking thing out there because Fish and Wildlife say, oh, they're there. If they're not there now, they're going to come here. You can't build.
There's a salamander wearing a dress. You can't rent this project.
We literally built condos in Dublin for squirrels, or Livermore for squirrels, man. Like, as mitigation, so they have a nice place to live. Come on,
is
they
it
have
condos?
To have
yeah. Well, then what about the possums?
Owl condos or some shit.
Possums don't have a.
They're too big for the possums. They got it all figured out, man. These guys that love animals, they know more about animals than animals know about animals.
So like, possums don't have like money for consultants.
They don't have
get condos.
That's
racist.
They don't have consultant cash.
It's because they're quiet. They play dead. But because when the bill, you know, it's because they don't get consultants for possums because when the bill comes, they play dead.
They play dead. Kind of like on lunch today, man, with you.
I'm worried, though. I'm worried.
You should be.
Because this is a real, this is like a stupid move to get a, file a lawsuit against the county. Why don't you just, you don't know those fools? You can't just talk to them and figure this out? Because that sent a bad message. I still feel like they've gone far, and this is still, they're closer than they are away from, even with this lawsuit. But then you file a lawsuit, you for the Oakland City Council, and you file a lawsuit, and then when the commissioner says, oh, maybe they can go to Las Vegas, I don't like it, you got to drop it. And then they go and vote and say, you know, oh, we're going to basically be play nice, and we're going to talk directly with the county. That kind of told me that they're a little bit freaked out more than normal. They're not set in stone what they're whatever trying to do. But people ask me, what's with the City Council of Oakland? And I was like, on this occasion and others I've seen, sometimes it feels like to me they just like to break stuff. They just, there's no rhyme or reason. There's no, like, you know, they might say, oh, they just want to do this because they want to develop that place there. They want to develop this. They want their cronies here. I just feel like they just want to break stuff. They just want to make things difficult for no reason. They're like my aunt. Like my aunt who just go to the party. You know,
right.
You got an invitation. So what's the big deal? You got 3 days later.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't have your address before they sent all the other invitations.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you got to go and steal the salt shaker.
It didn't mean that they didn't want you to go, or right, they forgot about you. Or, yeah, just go. Don't make a big deal. Just right, go. Just go and eat the church's chicken that we're going to have at the party.
Enjoy it.
It's good. That's good stuff.
The council needs Ignacio de la Fuente back.
Ooh.
That's who they need back. They need a leader like that guy to help right the ship, man. Because right now, if they lose the A's, like, it's going to be a travesty, man. Not to have to go from three sports team, one of the few areas in the country that have two, let alone three, to go down to zero is a joke, man.
We'll be a laughing stock.
Seriously.
Because only reason was you have a team that want to pay for the stadium.
And he came and get a deal done.
Like, what? But if Ignacio de la Fuente was in it and it got through, there's a stadium, and let's say Clorox. It was like, it's Clorox Field.
Clorox Field.
And if Clorox doesn't do it first, I'm afraid that it'll be like Kodox, because that's what they understood, because you know we can understand Ignacio.
Hey, motherfucker. You fucking come here and do this. You fucking get the deal done. And they get it done. Get the deal fucking done. And he gets it done. That's the way to do it, man. That's the way shit gets done in there. And look, man, I missed him when he left elected office. I wish he'd come back. But at the end of the day, if it's Clorox Field, Clorox Park, playing on Ricky Henderson Field at Tony Santos' third base plate, whatever, man. I mean, they need to stay is the bottom line.
Yeah, I think it'll be all right, but. Because, like I said, they're so far along.
They're far along.
But I got a feeling from my contacts at Oakland that when they did that lawsuit, they just wanted to punk the A's president, Dave Cavill. And I get this feeling like this dude thinks he's like, he reminds me when I worked at UPS San Ramon, like the 3 years I worked there, every year there was a new manager. And everyone, they just got out of like business school and they all thought they had all the ideas. Oh, we got to do it this way. We're going to actually do it backwards. It's a new way, backwards. Everything you did before, you do it backwards. And I feel like they have that, Dave Cavill must give that vibe, like, you know, hey, guys, hey, we're going to do this, and we're going to root it in Oakland. Hey, 50 years. We've been here 50 years. We're going to new home. We want to work together. It's going to be great. We're going to have apple pie and fireworks every game, free.
For the, hey,
East Oakland.
And they're like, let's shut this guy up. Let's go mess with him and just file a temporary restraining order for no reason just to mess with this dude. And then he's like,
I was very blindsided by that. Where did that come from? But we're still going to have an apple pie and fireworks and baseball.
Have you met him?
Yeah.
He you know what, man? I'll say this. If anyone can get it done, he can get it done. He fucking can get it done. Seriously. And I praise him for trying to work his ass off to keep the last team in Oakland, because if he's not around and it's just the owners, they probably would do what they can to get out of here. But he's made a conscious effort to work through this crazy bureaucracy that he has to deal with, and I really hope, man, for the sake of the A's and the A's fan, me included, having gone to the park since I was a little kid, you know, I want him to stay. You know, the beautiful thing was that one game playoff that I got to witness with my son, and we're out there waving the yellow towels, man, and that place was packed, and it literally brought a tear to my eye to see so many A's fans out at that one game playoff. Is fucking stupid anyway, be that as it may. To have that many A's fans out there, it was beautiful. There was no Tampa Bay Rays. It was A's fans. And to have something like that can be a pillar in your community, that's what Oakland needs.
I got a story that wraps up what we were talking about earlier, wrapped this whole thing up for episode one. But I remember whenever they played a division series a couple years ago against the Tigers.
Yeah.
And Bob Wiekowski was sitting behind home plate.
I seen that, man.
And before that, so it must have got the same guy who must have given the tickets, was Rob Bonto, was there. And so, you know, it was like Coco Crisp, home run. And right when he swings, like Rob Bonta like gets up, like everybody, all other 55,000, right?
Right.
He's like in tune, right? Yeah, you know, clap, you know, he's in tune with the game. He knows what's going on. And then, I don't know, game four, same seat, same area. Bob Wiekowski's there. And it's like, you know, a little lazy pop fly to left field. Bob Wiekowski standing up like it's a hit 400 or 500 feet out of the fence. He's like, ooh. He's like, you know, it's basically over the shortstop. The shortstop almost could catch it. Like,
Giants fans do that at every fucking game, man. They see a pop fly. No, I don't know, but they see a pop fly and they think it's out of the park. They stand, oh, God. Oh, it's just a sacrifice fly to right.